It's Monday, May 16th, AD 2022. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Deborah Emanuel, a 25-year-old Christian student at the Shehu Shagari College of Education in Nigeria's Sokoto State, was fatally beaten and her body was burned on Thursday, May 12th, reports International Christian Concern. Her Muslim classmates were incensed at a supposedly blasphemous message against Islam's false prophet Muhammad that she had sent to a school WhatsApp group. Male and female students gathered around, beating her with sticks, throwing large stones, and shouting, "Allahu Akbar," which means "the moon god is the greatest." On a video that went viral, Deborah pleaded with her classmates not to kill her. John 8, verse 44 describes Deborah's classmates well. "You belong to your father, the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desires. He was a murderer from the beginning." Nigeria is the 7th worst nation in the world for the persecution of Christians. The Biden administration has proposed amendments to World Health Organization regulations that would give the UN agency's director general unilateral authority to declare a health emergency in the United States, reports WorldNetDaily.com. The International Health Regulations amendments will be subject to votes at the upcoming annual meeting at the WHO's governing legislative body, the World Health Assembly, May 22nd through 28th in Geneva, Switzerland. Dr. Peter Bragan, an acclaimed reformer in the field of psychiatry, says that citizens should speak out. His latest book is COVID-19 and the Global Predators, We Are the Prey. Sadly, a total of 47 nations support the Biden administration's amendment, including all 27 European Union members. In a Senate floor speech on Thursday, Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky explained why he is opposed to sending an additional $40 billion to Ukraine, reports RealClearPolitics.com.
"We cannot save Ukraine by dooming the U.S. economy. In March, inflation hit a 40-year high. Gasoline alone is up 48%, and energy prices are up 32% over the last year. Food prices have increased by nearly 9%. Used vehicle prices are up 35%. Inflation doesn't just come out of nowhere. It comes from deficit spending. The United States spent nearly $5 trillion on COVID-19 bailouts, leading to one of the highest and most sustained levels of inflation in U.S. history. If this bill passes, the U.S. will have authorized roughly $60 billion in total spending for Ukraine. If this gift to Ukraine passes, our total aid to Ukraine will almost equal the entire military budget of Russia. And it's not as if we have that money lying around. We will have to borrow that money from China to send it to Ukraine."
Senator Paul issued this warning:
"Unless we put an end to the fiscal insanity, a day of reckoning awaits us. The biggest threat to the United States today is debt and inflation and the destruction of the dollar. We cannot save Ukraine by killing our economic strength."
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer of New York says Senator Paul is, quote, "the only one thing holding us back," end quote, from passing $40 billion in aid to Ukraine. Last Thursday, a grieving mom sued TikTok, blaming the social media platform for targeting her 10-year-old daughter with content that may have contributed to the girl's death, reports MSN.com. On December 7th, Tawana Anderson said she came home to find her daughter, Neela, unconscious after playing a game called the Blackout Challenge, which encourages participants to see how long they can hold their breath. The girl died 5 days later in a Pennsylvania hospital. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention traces the Blackout Challenge to 2008, when the competition, also known as the Choking Game, was blamed for the deaths of 82 children in 31 states. Matthew 18, verse 6 says, "If anyone causes one of these little ones, those who believe in me, to stumble, it would be better for them to have a large millstone hung around their neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea." And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes, on this Monday, May 16th, in the year of our Lord, 2022. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.